In Israel, asylum seekers from Africa used to be welcomed until they began pouring in. And this past week brought bad news for one of that group. An Israeli court upheld a government plan to deport all citizens of South Sudan currently living in Israel. The move comes amid a wider government crackdown on the 60,000 African nationals who've entered Israel illegally over the past few years. Shira Frankel reports from Tel Aviv.
5 years ago, when the number of Africans in Israel was in the hundreds rather than the thousands, the Jewish state's policies towards the group was touted as an example to other nations. In this video clip from Israel's Channel 2 News, Israeli soldiers and civilians talk about the need to help African refugees. Aliza Olmert, the wife of then Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, talks of getting personally involved to bring 4-year-old Venus Bashir to Israel. She was stranded in Egypt's Sinai border after her family crossed into Israel.
I'm calling the head of the Israeli intelligence and asking them to make a special effort to try and trace her.
The TV program ends on a happy note, showing the family reunited thanks to the efforts of dozens of Israelis. 5 years later, and the Bashir family is getting a noticeably different treatment from the Israeli government. They are among the more than 1,000 South Sudanese the Israeli government has announced it will soon deport.
The government of Israel, now they're dealing with us like we are a prisoner of war. We are not immigrants or we are not refugees.
That's Katniss Bashir. He's sitting in the living room of the apartment he shares with his daughter, Venus. He's just heard the news that the Israeli court has upheld the deportation order against South Sudanese, and now he's worried. He says everyone knows South Sudan is still practically at war with its northern neighbor. He can't understand how the Israeli government would declare it safe for them to return.
The government of Israel, they know everything. And they want to send back. They want to send us back. Like somebody want to kill you. You know that? Like I see fire and I want to throw you in that fire.
In the court ruling, the Israeli judge said that the vast majority of South Sudan was not dangerous. Interior Minister Eli Yishai from the religious Shas party praised the court's ruling and said he would continue to fight until every African national in Israel was expelled. Orit Rubin says that politicians like Yishai incite the public against African nationals. She's one of the directors of ASAF, a Tel Aviv-based organization that assists asylum seekers.
Right now, they know that they're not protected anymore, and they know that they can be arrested. They don't know if, when, how it will happen. Most of them are so desperate by now. They feel so, you know, unwelcome in Israel that I think people gave up.
She says Africans come to ASAF's office begging for tents so that when they are deported, they have somewhere to sleep. Others say they would rather be arrested by Israel and held in detention centers here. Bashir is hoping it won't come to that. He'll return to South Sudan when he's ordered to.
Anyhow, what are you going to do? We don't have choice.
His daughter, Venus, is scared. At 9 years old, she speaks fluent Hebrew and has spent most of her life in Israel. She says she only knows South Sudan from what she's seen on TV.
I saw that there is a war. I don't want to go there. There is no clean food or water or bathrooms.
Vina says she hopes that once again, someone will help her. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel.